Good morning and welcome in. It's time for Your Life Matters with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Placetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks. Dr. Beth, good morning. Welcome back to the show.
Hi, Mike. How are you doing?
Not too bad. How are things with you today?
They're good. The summer is kind of turning to a nice temperature for a change, don't you think?
Yeah, you know, we had that cool week earlier in the month where it felt like late September, and I'm kind of ready for that weather a little more consistently after kind of a hot and stormy summer at times. So
yeah, it's been a doozy. It's been a doozy, but, you know, it's summer in northern Illinois.
Oh, yes. You can always expect a little bit of the extreme type weather at times. So
yes.
As we work our way towards the end of this month here, what are we focusing on today's show?
Well, you know, today I thought I would talk just for a minute about, you know, why therapists talk about the things they talk about or ask questions about the things. And it was kind of inspired because somebody called just for an appointment, and they said, you know, and I love it because people are honest. They go, I don't want to talk about the past. And I get it. You know, I don't want, they said, I don't want to talk about my childhood or my parents. That's not the issue. The issue is I'm going through a tough time right now. And I think what's really important for people to know is how much living in the present is affected by our memories of the past and our plans for the future. You know, if we're looking for relief, we have to know both sides of the coin so that we can make the present the best it can be. We can't always say it's going to be perfect, but, you know, so we can get through whatever tough time is going on. So there's a theory called attachment theory, and it's really about how the way parents or caregivers interact with us when they're young, they form our foundation. And, you know, we're never about judging parents. It just informs people, oh, this kind of happened, and this is what usually happens. Like maybe your dad was in the Army or your mom, and they were gone for a while, and you missed them as a little kid and had no words. That leaves a memory with you. That's not a bad thing. It is what it is. So however we lived when we were little, it's so automatic in us that we don't even think about it. It just is. That's the way people do it.
Right.
You know? And so we think that's how we get along with our families, how we get along at school, friends, neighborhood, education. You know, and how you see your faith. What do you think about God and how the meaning of life and all those things? So, and then the future is based on self-talk. We don't know that we're talking to ourselves all the time. And sometimes we say, I could never do that, blah, blah. I mean, like, we get that cycle going in our heads. And it's like this future time travel. And we look at other people and see what they do and think, well, I can't get any better or I can do better. All this stuff that we're doing unconsciously. By just inquiring, just by being curious, and again, I'm going to stress the word non-judgmentally, we can help clients figure out where they are in the present, and then what are some strategies based on the present that they could do? What would work for them now? We really don't, like, we're not going to go back and change things that have already happened, but it's not a waste of time. You know, do you know what I mean, Mike?
Yeah, I mean, you look back and, you know, there's nothing you can do about that stuff, so.
Right, and sometimes when you see like therapists on TV who are acting the part, you might wonder, why are they doing that? Why would anybody do that? Now, if the whole focus is, you know, what did your first grade teacher say to you when you were 6 and you're now 45? If that's the whole focus of therapy, then you can always say to your therapist, hey, we've kind of covered this. But usually that's an inquiry that we just want to know so that we can help the present and then help form the future. And, Mike, I wanted to mention, too, to our listeners that all of the recordings are not only on your website, but they're on mine, too. Did we ever mention that?
You know, it's a good point. We probably don't bring that up enough. We certainly invite people to your website, but lo and behold, they have the opportunity to listen to these shows.
Right, and as well as on my Facebook pages, Faith Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks. So if there's ever anything that they want to share with somebody, it's a great idea to just check it out at one of the sites.
As long as I remember to send you the audio copy, right?
Is that... I appreciate the humanity. You know, we all do stuff like that. You never get mad when I say, hey, can I get one of those?
No, it's like, oh, I forgot. Okay, I'll get it right to you. That is all the time we have on today's show. Listen to this show and many more on safeharboril.com. Join us every Monday for Your Life Matters. It's with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Plachetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks. We'll see you again next week.